Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week's topic is the supernatural truth, and today's topic is another very popular one, mystic movies and books. Now, I'm choosing not to mention any specific movies or books for several reasons. Mainly because I believe the principal issues here transcend any one movie or book and apply to all in this category. But you don't have to look very far to see popular movies and books that appeal to our children. A Barna study group report shows that more than 4 out of 5 teenagers say that they have witnessed supernatural themes in media during the last 3 months. The report goes on to say that, in fact, 3/4 of America's youth have engaged in at least one type of psychic or witchcraft-related activity beyond mere media exposure or horoscope usage. For instance, 7 million teens have encountered an angel, demon, or some other spiritual being. Nearly 2 million youth claim they have psychic powers. Teens give the supernatural world the same treatment as any other aspect of their lives, says researcher David Kinneman. They cut and paste supernatural experiences and perspectives from a variety of sources, from the movies and books they read, from their experiences, from the internet, from their peers and families, and from any place they're comfortable with. Now, here's the sobering statistic. Only 1/4 of church teenagers recall receiving any teaching at their church in the last year that helped to shape their views on the supernatural world. It's apparent that we as parents and church leaders are not doing our job. Now, whether or not to go to certain movies or read certain books, let me remind you of the words of Jesus. He said, "I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one." So whether you choose to allow your children to see certain movies or read certain books is up to you. But it's also up to you to talk to them openly about the supernatural and prepare them to be in the world, but not of the world. Join me again tomorrow as we take another hard look into the supernatural truth. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.